Vayishma Yisroi Kohen Midyan Choysen Moshe Kohar Sherosa Lekim LaMoshe LeYisroel Amen. Yisroi, the Kohen Midyan, priest of Midyan, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard that everything that Elohim did to Moshe LeYisroel, his nation, Asher Hoytzi Hashem Es Yisroel MiMitzrayim. The pasuk starts out with He's Kol Asher Osa Elohim LaMoshe LeYisroel Amay. And then, Ki Hoytzi Hashem Es Yisroel MiMitzrayim. It starts with Midas Hadin, and it finishes with Midas Harachna. Similarly, in Parshas Va'era, you also find Vaydaber Elohim Al Moshe, Vayayim Reilov Ani Hashem. It starts with Midas Hadin, and it ends with Midas Harachna. So what's the beer in this? So I saw one of the Mepharshim says that the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Moshe and Klal Yisrael in the beginning with Taka to meet this Adin. There was Avdus for Klal Yisrael. And even Moshe Rabbeinu that grew up in the house of Pari, there was Geirus. He had to run away. Gero Yisi Beretz Nochriya. He had to be far away from home for many years. Grew up as a Yochid in Midyan. So it started out for them with Midas Hadin. But the end result was it ended up with Midas Harachanim, Ki Hoytzi Hashem Es Yisroel MiMitzrayim. And that's the way of Yidden. The way of Yidden is that it's not a cakewalk. It's not, you know, easy street. It's not everything is sweet and good or whatever. It's, you have to go through a period of hardships, and then eventually it leads to the Yudke Vovke, to the Midas Harachanim. And that's what Yisroi saw. And that's what Yisroi liked. Because we know that Yisroi Chazal say, Yisroi went through every single Avodah Zarah. He went from one Avodah Zarah to the next. And the derech of religions is to say how sweet we are and how beautiful it is and love for all of mankind and everyone sits together and their mamish enjoying themselves. Yisroi saw over here that by Yiddishkeit, that's not the case. The case over here is it starts with Midas Hadin. Even the Yidden when they were in the Midbar, Koyamar Hashem, Zocharti lo chesed nurayich, ahavas chul isayich, they first went through the Midbar Beretz Lezeruah, Tak Hashem gave them the money. But it started out in a way where they saw that they're not going to have any, they didn't go there at Eretz Plishtim where it would be easy, right? So Yisroi saw this and this is what he liked. Unlike the other religions that preach, everything's good, everything is fine, you end up with nothing. And here he saw in Klal Yisroel, it starts out with Elohim, but it ends up with Yudke Vavke, with the Midas Harachanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it ends up with Yeshua. Rashi over here says, brings down the famous Chazal, the Gemara Masechtas, Zvochim, Vayishma Yisroi Ma Shmua Shama Uba. What did he hear that made him go? The Kriyas Yamsul Mulchamas Amalek. Rabbi Lopian says, a Mori the Kipshat, you mentioned it in the past. Why all of a sudden was Chazal interested in knowing what he heard? Because he heard and he came. Like, why did it interest them what he heard exactly? Well, you said the Chazal were wondering if the whole world heard it and did not come. And Yisroi heard and did come. He must have heard something that nobody else heard. He must have had some secret message or he must have heard of some great happening that nobody else heard about. Because how's it shayach that the whole world heard? Shalom by your gozun, chivokaz yeshre pelosas, osnavalufi edai, mele moya, because they marad, the moyukoyeshre cannot, nobody, not one person came. Yisroi is the only one. So he must have heard something that nobody else heard. So he Chazal asked, mashmur shamuba, what special event did he hear that nobody else heard? And from Chazal, same thing as everybody else heard. Kriyas yam subum mukhamas hamolik. The difference is, he was Shama Uba, and they heard the exact same thing as him, and they sat in their tracks, they didn't do a thing about it. What is the reason for that Zogt Rebellion? There's a big difference between Yisroi and all the others. Yisroi was a seeker. You see, he went from one Avodah Zarah to the next, he was seeking the Emes, he was looking for the Emes. Now he seeked in the wrong places. But if someone's a seeker, and someone probes, and someone wants to find the Emes, he's not about type. He's not someone that's into the lust of his heart. They're governed by their hearts. and their hearts are full of taivin, kolmine zachen, akinav, taivav, akovin, meitzinus, adam, and oila. And they can see the truth in front of them. And they saw Mitzrayim, the greatest country, totally disintegrate, totally wiped out. They saw the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were shamu v'loy bo, because they're governed by their hearts. And you so very much see this today in society, that society is coming apart, the crime rate is hiking up mamish nitzayach. And politicians see it, don't do a thing about it. The economy. There's one man there in the White House that totally ripped apart the economy. And you see the truth, you see everything in front of you, and nothing. Everything's like mamish, everything's gewaldig. And the lie about his gewalt was pshat, because people are so orangutan in kina, taiva, and kovet. So for kovet, it was kedai, because Trump made, tikkunin, it was kedai to be mevatel at and put the whole America down to the drain. And to make us look like fools in the eyes of the entire world, right? And for the sake of not looking too anti-other countries, you can let a spy balloon from China fly over, come out the whole country, and before you shoot it down. Because why? We don't want to go against our shitas, against our what? Hakinavat taivavat kovet meitzinus adam in olam. I don't like to use political examples, but that happens to be the emes. That's exactly what it is. Vayisapra Moshe l'choisnei. And Moshe told his father-in-law, Eis kol asher osa Hashem l'pari yol l'mitzrayim. Al oideis Yisrael. So the Mefarshim asked Akasha, why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell his father-in-law everything that happened? I mean, the parsha starts out, Vayishma Yisrael. So he heard it. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu exactly adding with what he was saying? So Rashi, Weisdeutsch, was bothered by this question. And Rashi says, to schlep is hard to mean the karvel atayra. But again, if he had already heard the story, what exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu adding? So Yeshayimim, that it's saying a daima when you hear the story from outsiders that weren't there, and hearing the story from someone that mamish went through the whole thing, saying a daima, somebody that experienced it himself, and mamish able to tell every pitch of what happened, and he says it with a different flavor, he says it with a different hislahavus. So saying a daima the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it than when anybody else said it. But I saw another shot in the Sefer Dereish Toiv. He says the following. There's a big difference if you hear news from reporters or you hear news with Das Torah in it, and that tells you the essence of everything. There's a big difference between the two. Even in history, the pasuk says, Sha'alavicha v'yagetcha, zekeinecha v'yayimrulach. Ask your father and he will tell you, and the zekeinim and they will tell you. What do you need both of them for? The father and the grandfather is able to tell the facts, the way it happened. But you need the zakenim to touch up exactly what the meaning of those facts are. So over here, Hagami heard it from outsiders and from reporters. But hearing it from Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him the essence of what was happening. The premise of what was happening with Ruach HaKodesh of what was happening. That's saying the daim. It's a totally different mindset. And it brings down a very interesting thing. No, Josephus, the historian, the greatest historian, even the Rishonim referred to him, but he's controversial. He's controversial, Josephus. He was from a yid, and certain things he did were good, and he debated against Appian, the Greek, and was a sign of Israel, and he stuck up for Israel, and he made a good point, some good points for Klal Israel. There's a book called Contra Appian. Those are the arguments of Josephus against Appian. Abulamaisa, it's clear from his writings that he had Roman leanings and he had reading leanings towards the Tzedakim and away from the Chacham. It's a very interesting ride that they bring that you can't trust them, because about Titus HaRasha, which Chazal say, Mamish, Titus HaRasha did the worst imaginable things. He stabbed the Paroitas in the Beis HaMikdash. He opened the Sefer Torah, did a terrible act, there was nus on top of it, and he scoffed at Hashem, and Hashem stuck the little gnat in his nose and it pecked away at his brain. Josephus writes, he was a fine person. Fine person, nice man, good person. He wanted peace, whatever. He wasn't a bad person. So what? So there are those that bring the riot clearly. From there, you see Josephus was not the way he should be. But the Tzaddik HaKohen of Lublin says that from here is not a riot. Why? Because everything that Chazal said could not have been known by a human being. What went on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nobody went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That discussion that he had with Hashem on the ship, that was between him and Hashem. So no human being could have known that. So Josephus was a historian with a regular human perspective. He did not have Ruach HaKodesh. Chazal that had Ruach HaKodesh, they were able to touch up and see the premiums of who Titus, what Titus did in hidden places. So over here it's a similar thing. He might have heard the reports in the Midian Times. He might have heard the reports of what was going on. He might have even heard editorials of the Midianites there. Of the essence, the essence of what went on, that he did not have. Vayihi b'yom ha'shlishi, b'yos ha'boker, vayihi kolos u'brokim. There were sounds and there was lightning. V'onan kaved al ha'har, mountain on the cloud on the mountain. So here before Mount Torah it says by he koilus ubrokim. There were sounds and there was lightning. After Mount Torah, later on it says the chovaam royim es hakoilos ves halapidim. The entire nation saw the koilos and the flames. In the beginning it calls it lightning, and at the end it calls it flames. Why before Mount Torah was it koilos ubrokim? And after Mount Torah, it's Koilos Velapidim. What happened over there? What did Mount Torah do? So the Sefer Divrei Shmuel says a very, very nice pshat. He says the difference between Brokim and Lapidim, lightning is a flash of lightning that just fades right afterwards. It doesn't have what to latch onto to keep it burning. Lapidim are flames. To have something physical to latch onto, and Mamela keeps the flame going. Before Matan Torah, even if there was a Hisayurus, but there was nothing to latch that Hisayurus onto. After Matan Torah, where now we have Kalim of mitzvahs, chepses of mitzvahs, to be able to take the Hisayurus and to latch onto it. So then that lightning turned into a flame, and that flame can continue burning. It's Yodua, the Ramban, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. He says that if a person is misayir, if there's a hisayir, it's belay v'adam. So if he just, waits, he doesn't do anything about it, then that hisayir could fade. What a person has to do is when he has a hisayir, he right away has to do a mitzvah. And he has to latch it on to something so that that hisayir can have a kiyum. Before Matan Torah, it was like lightning. We didn't have the kalim yet to be able to latch on to. After Matan Torah, when this Hisayur is, so then it's able to turn into a flame, then it has what to latch on to. Heisenberger Rebbe said over that when he was young, he was by, for a Shabbos, he was by Risocha Doiva Belz. So right after Shabbos, you should tell the Hasidim, go to the basement of Shalom Torah. Shabbos is a tremendous Hisayiris. You can imagine by a Heilige Rebbe, Rebbe Yisachar Doiv, Hisayiris with the Tish, Medal's Dinks. But if you don't latch it into something concrete, so then it just wipes Hisayiris and it fades. He insisted that they latch it onto something concrete. Over here before Matan Torah, we didn't have that. It's interesting. I was thinking about this. That with the giving of the Torah, the whole world turned into a potential chefetz shel mitzvah. A potential chefetz shel mitzvah, wherever you turn. There's a father and mother. They're a chefetz of kibud av aim. There's an animal. It's a chefetz of bringing korbanos. There's food. It's a chefetz of being able to make a bracha. And everything you look at, it's a chefetz, a potential chefetz shel mitzvah. A potential source of energy to be able to latch on our Yisayiris to. That is why afterwards it became the Cholam Raim as HaKoylois as HaLapidim. Ooh, I forgot a beautiful word. Mamish Briskerov, just Briskerov, vintage Briskerov. Yisrael said, Atoyodati, he got a Hashem, he called Elikim. Now I know that Hashem is greater than any god. Kibadovar Hashem Zodu Alayim, and the very thing that the Mitzrayim plotted against the Yidden, they got punished. Rashi says, Kitagumai, with that that they thought to destroy Klal Yisrael with water, they were judged with water. Rabbi Seinu Dorsu, it's a lotion of Asher Zodu, they were cooked with the pot that they wanted to cook the Yid, and they were cooked with that pot. So Rashi limits it. He says they wanted to kill the Yid with drowning, and they themselves were drowned. The Riskarov says a very nice deher over here. If you look at the lotion of the Unkelus, Aribe Pisgoma de Chashivu Mitzroel, and Aiden Yassi Yisrael. With the thoughts that they judged Klal Yisrael, Beidanina, with that they were judged. So Riskarov explains like this. Riskarov says, when the Makas were actually given, the Yidden were able to see in the Makas, oh, this is what they did to us. And this is the Mida Keneged Mida about that. And this is the Mida Keneged Mida about that. They were able to see Mida Keneged Mida, but they weren't able to get the whole picture. Why? Because there were many things that the Mitzrayim thought about and plotted to do that didn't end up getting done because HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped them from doing it. So that they weren't able to see. There's only one person that was able to see that, and that was Yisrael. Because Yisrael was part of Pare's court. And he knew what was being plotted by Beis HaMalchus. And when he heard all of the Makas, he said, oh, this is for that Machshavah, and this is for that Machshavah, and this is that Machshavah. By Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes al HaMachshavah Kemais, not like by Yid. But by Goyim, even for what they plotted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for them. There was only one person that was able to say that, and that was Yisrael. Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't doing it, unless he saw Ruach HaKadosh. So that's why Yisrael said, Atoyo Dati, Godol Hashem, Yikol Elohim, Ki Bador Hashem Zodu, for everything that they plotted, they got me to connect me. This is not only Priest Yamsel to be the Briskerov. He knew everything that was plotted. He ran away from the house of Pari because of those plots. And he knew what those plots were. That's Kibadav Rashas Odo Alayim. And that's why it says, by Yichad Yisrael, I'll call HaToivan, all the good that Hashem did for Yisrael. Yisrael wasn't able to see that. They had no idea what was plotted against them. That didn't happen. But he did know that. The Mele was able to celebrate HaKol HaToivan. Ravitzel of Volozhiner often had to go to the government against Gzeiris. There was one Gzeiris, they wanted to institute secular studies in yeshivas. And Ravitzel had to go and meet with government officials. They were Mulamadim, they were, you know, Mulamadim and Tanakh also, there, whatever. So one of the officials once asked them, it says in Tehillim, Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim, Shabbuchuhu kol ha'umim, because his strength became, his chesed became strong enough. Why should the goyim praise Hashem for the chesed that was given to the Yid? So Ritzel, very sharp, Ritzel said, because only the goyim know what they plotted against us and didn't get done. So they know better than us. We don't even realize how many times there were plots against us and they didn't get, you know, Eisgefir. But you goyim, you know what you plotted against the Yid. So you have to praise Hashem ki gavra aleinu chasdei. Das is gesagt, Rav Itzel Volozhin. Loisach moit beis reyecha, loisach moit eishes reyecha, va'avdoi va'amosoi, v'shoirei v'chamoirei. The famous Ibn Ezra, that asks the question, many people ask, and this mitzvah, how is it possible for a person not to covet what somebody else has? The mitzvah says, it's nice. The mitzvah says, it's something that I want. How could a person not want something that he really wants? What's pshat? So, But Ezra says, I'll give you a marshal. You should know that let's say you have a peasant. He comes with his big farmer's outfit, mamish, with the overalls, with the straw hat. You know, a real, you can tell on him, he's a real small town guy from the Hicks. And he comes to the big city, and he sees a beautiful princess leaving the palace. So he's not going to have any machshavas about her. He knows very well. He has seichel. He knows in 1,000,001 years he's never going to marry her. How's he going to come to royalty, right? So normally he doesn't covet it. That is the way a person has to think, that if somebody else has something, that I don't have that, it means it was never meant for me, and I have no shaitas to that. And for me, it's not a good thing. For me, it's a bad thing to have that. He said, that's the way a person has to think. If somebody else has it and I don't, so it means if you believe in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to that person, but that means that it's not meant for me, and for me, it's a bad thing. And just like the farmer with the bas melech, he has no shaitas. See, he's not even going to think about it. That's the way we have to feel about something that was not given to us. So I saw brought down Rabbi Falsh Malevitz, Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir. He said over, he once heard from his uncle, I believe it was Rabbi Isaac Sher, he said, that in Malchus Slabotke, they're chaylik on the seven Ezra. What does that mean, they're chaylik? In Malchus Slabotke, they said, marshal the exact opposite. A king that sees the daughter of a peasant in 1,000,000 years will never have a taiva for her. He knows the daughter of a peasant, no shaykhs to royalty. He's Malchus dik. He's royal. He's refined. He comes from the base of Malchus of generations. So where does he have shaykhs to the daughter of a peasant? He says, that's the way he has to think. I am from the Malchus. Mamlechus kain of a goy kodesh. I am princely, I am royal, I am refined. Where does it come to me to think about something that wasn't meant for me? Since Slabotke, that's the way they used to say it. What happened? They used to say the mashal, the exact opposite. It's a very, very interesting there. Pasuk goes on to say, V'mizbeach avonim ta'aseli. If you're going to make for me a mizbeach avonim, loisivna esen gozes. Do not build them with hewn stone, with chopped stone. Why? Because you used it with metal, you chopped this stone. But you've defiled it. What's talking wrong with making it out of stones that were made, you know, chopped with iron? So Krash Holamanita, that if you pick up iron, you defiled it, because the Mizbeach is meant to be mire of the life of a person. And iron is meant to be makatzer, it kills people. It's lehepa, it's tarta disasri. The mizbeach is life, and the cherev, or iron, that represents the exact opposite. Furthermore, the mizbeach brings shalom between klal yisrael v'avim shemeshamayim, and the cherev, and iron, that brings lehepa, that brings, you know, dissension amongst men and in the bria. So the two are tarta disasri. The chayra one wonders, the stones of the Mizbeach have no idea what they represent, and the iron has no idea what it represents. So it's a domain. It's not something that has feelings or emotions. So why in the world can't they come together? So this is a riot to what it says in the Svarim. Tells the Rav speaks about this in a Shir Das. When we see a stone down here, it looks like it's inanimate, it's a domain, it doesn't move, has no life. This is really the last stop of that stone. On this world, it appears the way it does. But it's connected to other worlds, and other worlds having them spiritual kaifas, it just ends up as a stone on this world. But if you go through the olamas, there's ruchais, and there's all kinds of forces, ruchni is the energy that's attached to this. As I'll say about every blade of grass, there's no blade of grass that doesn't have a malach on top of it, and it hits it, and it says, grow. Every blade of grass has a spiritual kayak regarding it. So it's the same thing with the diamond. It's the same thing with this stone, and it's the same thing with the iron. They look like diamond over here. They're inanimate objects, but they are connected to Ruchni Yizdika forces. So the Ruchni is the force of the daimim, of the stone. And the Ruchni is the force of the Cherev Atarti, the Sasri. One represents life, one represents the hepech of that, never the twain shall meet. That's what you see over here, Agraisi Yisai. But Rav Isaac Sher, Zeichet Tzavik Levracha, was Medayik from over here, from here learning of Alvin Gezach, that it says Lo Yisirtzach in the Aseres HaDibris, it's not enough not to kill. It's not enough. You have to find Ritzich is so repugnant, so mias, that any remembrance of it has no shaykhis to the Mizbeach. Any remembrance of it. That's how repugnant it has to be in your eyes. It's not only Ritzich, but anything that has a zecher of Ritzich, which means Barzel and Cherev, you should have no shaykhis to. The Ramban brings down Shlomo HaMelech was Moisiv, that during, you know, Binyan of Bayis Rishon, Lo Nishma Kol Kli Barzel Bebeis Babayis Beibanoisa. When he built the Bayis, you did not hear the Kol Barzel, not only on Mizbeach, you Bechlal didn't hear it. He did not want the sound of metal in Gantz HaRabayis. That's how repugnant he found the Inyan of Ritzich. So that's also a limit to us, that it's not only Leisirtzach, and that's why Leisirtzach of the Torah is widened. Malvim Nechaber Barabim, that's also Leisirtzach, right? Being Mavazah, some of all these things, we should find Leisirtzach. We have no Shaykhs to it. It's an Aktidei Kach, that iron that reminds us of that, it shouldn't be kept near the Mizbeach. There's no Shaykhs to the Mizbeach. I wouldn't Shabbos, everybody.
That's why, you know, if we find that a lot of these people who went from cult to cult to cult.